Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Republican Party just one step away from years-long effort to pass crossover bill. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. All that remains for House Bill 103, known as the crossover voting bill, is to be signed into law by Governor Mark Gordon, according to Cowboy State Daily. House Bill 103 would prevent voters from changing political affiliation after the filing period for declaring political candidacy opens. The idea behind it is to prevent voters from changing party affiliation based on which candidates are running. Addressing crossover voting has been a major issue for the Wyoming Republican Party, as well as for Secretary of State Chuck Gray, who vowed to address the issue if elected to office in 2022, according to Cowboy State Daily News. In the Senate, Senator Beau Biteman, Republican from Ranchester, was another strong supporter of the bill. When testifying on the Senate floor last week, he said, "It's been probably the most vetted bill this body has ever seen. It's been shot at, it's been nuclear bombed, it's been fumigated, it's been thrown in the garbage can." Senator Charles Scott from Casper brought an amendment that would have added language guaranteeing that unregistered voters, such as people who turn 18 after the candidate filing period opens, could still register to vote. "This amendment does no harm for the purposes of the bill as much as I would like to do harm to the purposes of the bill," said Scott. The amendment failed to pass on a vote of 16 to 15. Ultimately, the Senate passed House Bill 103 on Friday with a vote of 19 to 11. Bills have been brought attempting to address crossover voting for some time, but the movement gained increased momentum after the 2018 Republican primary. Michael Perlman, spokesman for Gordon, said that after House Bill 103 passed through the Senate, that the governor has not decided whether or not he will support ending crossover voting, but will consider the bill carefully once it reaches his desk, as he does with all bills. The Campbell County Parks and Recreation Board to discuss Camplex Park fence between the amphitheater and the park. The board will meet today, February 27th at 4 p.m. at the Recreation Center. According to their agenda, items to be addressed are hiring of additional staff, the condition of the rec center fitness floor, and sprinkler head replacement at Belknob Golf Course. Also on the agenda is a discussion of a softball complex feasibility study and the possibility of getting the WPA building at Camplex Park historic designation. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.